UW-Madison psychology researcher William Cox took a set of participants and divided them into three groups. One was told gaydar is real, another was told it's fake, and the third was told nothing about gaydar. They were then shown pictures of gay and straight men randomly paired with statements.
Either gay stereotypic statements, like he likes shopping, neutral statements, which are just things like he likes to travel, or straight stereotypic statements, like he likes sports.
The group that was told gaydar is real stereotyped the most when assigning a sexual orientation to the pictures.
Calling it gaydar kind of legitimizes that stereotyping. You know, stereotyping for many people is kind of an ugly word, but if you call it gaydar, then it kind of seems okay. It's just fun and silly.
Cox hopes his work exposes gaydar as something more harmful than people realize. Parth Shah, Wisconsin Public Radio.